Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you. Those are the words we hear today, April 8th, the day we celebrate the Annunciation of the Lord. As it says in the first chapter of Luke, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you." If you look for the date on the calendar, which falls exactly 9 months before Christmas, you will find March 25th. For over 15 centuries, that is the day the Church celebrates the Feast of the Annunciation of the Lord. It is also the time of year when, in the Northern Hemisphere, daylight noticeably increases and people begin to experience the new life of spring, appropriate for the feast that celebrates the conception of the light of the world. The title of the feast is actually the Annunciation of the Lord, for it celebrates the mystery of the Incarnation, the moment when the Word became flesh. While recognizing the significant role of Mary, it is primarily a feast of Jesus. If March 25th falls during Holy Week, the feast is moved to the first available date after Holy Week and Easter Week, since no feast can take priority over these holy days. Since that is the case this year, the Feast of the Annunciation of the Lord is celebrated today, the first Monday of the second week of Easter. Let's turn now to today's gospel and reflection. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, "He has been raised from the dead, and he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." Matthew chapter 28, verse 7. After inviting the women to come and see the place where he lay, the angel explains why the tomb is empty. He has been raised from the dead. This is the first announcement of the resurrection. The angel sends the women to tell this good news to the disciples. Keep in mind that the disciples haven't been seen or heard from since they fled 3 days ago. The women are to tell the disciples, who apparently are still in Jerusalem, to go north to Galilee, where they will see the risen Lord. Jesus had foretold this on the walk from the Last Supper to Gethsemane. "After I have been raised up, I shall go before you to Galilee." The disciples may have forgotten this. At the time, they were busy denying Jesus' prediction that they would flee, which of course they did. There is an interesting twist to what is happening here. The root meaning of the word apostle is one who is sent. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary are now sent as apostles of the apostles. I too am sent. At the very end of Mass, "I am blessed and sent forth." One of the phrases used in this sending is, "Go and announce the gospel of the Lord." How have I been doing as an apostle of the gospel? spend some quiet time with the Lord.